Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Right point, looking to the slot, pot A, turns, fires, save, rebound, score!
Welcome to Clan Chat, Aaron Murphy, alongside Felix Paré. And Felix, we've pulled you off the ice for this exclusive chat on Clan Chat. Just tell us about where you're skating, who you were skating with, and how your off season's going.
Just got off the ice here now. Was skating with some pros, Thomas Chabot, that plays for the Senators, Mathieu Olivier, some guys like that, some guys that plays in the American League too. Was quite a good game. Was a good one.
And that's the great thing about being in Quebec in general, is that you'd have plenty of guys to skate with in the off season, wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of pros here, so it's not hard to find some ice to go play. Especially like at the end of the summer like that, everyone wants to go on the ice. So there's a game almost every day if you want to go on the ice.
And I would imagine there's some good chirping and some good banter when you get to that point of the summer, because I guess guys are tired of being at the cottage, guys are tired of the barbecues, you want to get back to it. So are you enjoying yourself being amongst guys like that, guys who play for the Senator Shabbat?
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, there are guys that are just so good, and you can learn so much things from them. It's just obviously like they are in the National League, so they know how to play the game, right? And it's just nice to see them play, and you can pick some tricks from them here and there. So it's really nice. But yeah, obviously at this time of the seasons, of the off season, everyone wants to go back and play and start the season. So it's the games are a little harder than at first, the first games of the end of the season, if that makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. And I know those pro games can be heated as well if there's any sort of little rivalries between old friends and old adversaries. Tell us a little bit about your younger days. You are a young guy anyway, just 24 years old. But talk about, because a lot of people over in the UK aren't quite as familiar as some of us in Canada, growing up the Quebec Major Junior League, the WHL, the OHL. So you spent your formative years in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League with Victoriaville and Cape Breton. And just talk about the development. I mean, it's the best junior league in the world.
Yeah, exactly. It's really hard at first. The first year is really, you got to adapt your kind of style. You need to find a style that makes you in the lineup, that makes you play every game in the lineup. So that's where you get a little bit your identity of yourself and a player. Obviously, when you enter the league, you're 16, so you play against guys that are 20. So that can be like a big gap. But you learn so much every year, as much as on the ice and about yourself. And it's just a long, nice journey. And like a lot of hockey players will say, oh, the hockey junior is the best time they had. And it was one of my favorite moments too. It's really a nice, it's really nice.
And you do create friends for life when you play major junior back home. And I would imagine you have some guys that you have WhatsApp groups with and all that sort of stuff. But do you remember your first year in Victoriaville as a young guy? Was there anyone in the league that you looked around and went, oh, this guy's incredible, or that guy is the toughest guy? Was there any sort of surprises and guys that really stood out to you when you started your junior career?
Of course. I was playing with Maxime Comtois, that played in the National Hockey League a little bit. I played against my brother, which he's still in the American League. That was nice to play against him. Obviously, I was playing against Mathieu Olivier. I'm good friends with him. So It was. He's a hard, really tough guy. So learned a lot about from him too. But no, like I cannot think of like off the bat like that. But obviously, there was so many good players. A lot of them plays in the KHL. I can't think of NHL players right now, but yeah, I played against good guys.
No, those are some great names there. And certainly it's a breeding ground for NHL draft picks and certainly for professional hockey. And it did work out that way for you because you transitioned from Victoriaville to Cape Breton, and then you head off to the East Coast Hockey League and you had some time there with the Wheeling Nailers. So talk about the jump from major junior to pro for you.
Oh, it's interesting because obviously you play with older guys, which you learn a lot about them, not just on the ice, but off the ice, out to like just live in an apartment, right? Just like live by yourself, make meals, just prepare for a game. It was really different. And, well, I loved it. I really loved the fact that becoming like a man and not like, you know what I mean? It's just, but it was hockey-wise, it was got to take care of your body way more than you think. Because in the East Coast, you play a lot of games. Like you'll play 3 and 3s, you'll play 5 games in 7 nights, which is, you got to take care of your body. So it's all little things like that that I learned to learn how to take care of my body like during the hockey season. So little things like that.
You could have found yourself staring at the top of a mountain really quickly, but you know, they fought back, they tied the game up, and they got the go-ahead goal from Perret on the back door.
That's quite nice that you say that because, as you mentioned, you start out your major junior career as a 16-year-old, and I mean, look, there's been guys like Crosby and stuff who get special status and play even younger, right? Those kind of guys. But you start out your career at 16. You've never lived on your own. You've never had to sort out a dentist appointment. You've never had to make your own dinner. And then all of a sudden you're in the coast and you're living with guys that are probably 10 years older than you. And they teach you a little bit about life. And it's quite a nice thing. So I guess now as a 24-year-old, if there's an 18-year-old in the dressing room, you try and take care of them a little bit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So much good guys took care of me when I first got in. So like, I like to help everyone, and I'm the type of guy that helps everyone anytime. So for sure, the younger guys, I always take care of them. And it's like playing in the Elite Ice Hockey League is, I feel like I'm a rookie now. So it's always nice. Like last year, the guys in Nottingham were really helpful, like really taking me under their wings. So it's really, really nice.
Well, let's talk about that. So you leave the Wheeling Nailers, you leave the coast, you come to the Nottingham Panthers last season after starting the season off in the coast. And talk about the first, that bit of transition from the coast to the EIHL and your first time in Europe too. So again, it's another step. You go from being a kid in the queue to learning how to make dinner and pay bills in the coast. And then all of a sudden you're in the UK and Europe for the first time. So what was that like?
It was so quick. It was such a quick turnaround. And it was really, I feel like I was in a dream. It didn't feel real at first because I was so jet lagged. First coming in for the first week, I was so jet lagged still. And, it was like, I didn't know, anyone. I knew, Hugo Watt, I was playing there, but that was it. And just coming in a group with all the events that happened, it was a weird dynamic. It was a big challenge, but I'm really like a team guy, so it was easy. Like, and everyone was so nice that they made it easy for me to come in. But hockey wise, it's such, on the big ice, it's such a different game. So it took me 5 to 10 games to learn how to play. I feel like to learn the system and I'm still learning. I was still learning at the end, so I'm excited to get started and learn much about it, much more about it.
Well, they say once you stop learning, it's probably time to hang them up because you've done it all. So it's nice to keep learning. It's nice to have that sort of ambition and trying to take on new tasks on the ice. And certainly you're going to get an opportunity in Glasgow now. You're going to put on that purple jersey and you've got a new fan base that'll be looking forward to seeing you play. But you're going to have some familiar faces too, right? Because there's Joe Hazeldine, Simone Desprez. So there's a few guys there. Have you been texting with those guys and saying, okay, great, we're going to take this, take the band to Glasgow, so to speak?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been in touch for sure. We were, me, Joe, and Simon were really close in Nottingham. So it was just a big plus when I signed with Glasgow. I texted them immediately. And yeah, we're also happy to be back together. We're all like really close, really good friends, and such good guys. So they're awesome. So it's going to be nice to have them and have familiar faces there too.
It is a big help, isn't it, to have a few guys or a few familiar faces, whether it's people off the ice or certainly in the dressing room. So that is a nice tie-in. And certainly, do you have a message for the Purple Army, your new fans? Because I've asked a couple of the new imports if they had a message for the fans, because it's a very passionate fan base in Scotland. And certainly with each new signing, that sort of ramps up on social media. So do you have a message to the Purple Army?
Yeah, I just want to say it was hard to play there last year. It's a nice crowd. It's a tough crowd to play against, but I'm so happy to have them on my side this time and on my back, so cheering for me. So I'm so excited to see you guys, Purple Army. I saw you guys are loud and dedicated, so I can't wait to play a big game for you guys.
Kelso backhands it up the boards. Welsh goes all the way across. Betteridge has space and gets high over the glove. You've got to appreciate good hockey. Excuse me, it was Felix Paré with the goal.
For anyone who didn't see you play last year, for any new Glasgow Clan fans that maybe didn't see you coming to town with the Panthers or watch a webcast when Glasgow was in Nottingham, just tell them what they can expect for you on the ice, what kind of game you bring to Glasgow.
Oh, so... obviously, like I'm trying to bring energy every night. I'm happy. I'm always smiley. I'm bringing always good energy in the locker room and on the ice. Same thing. I bring energy. I'll finish my hits, my checks, body checks. I win faceoffs. I'm detailed. I'm detailed in my zone and try to be the best in the offense. I got a lot to improve, I know, but. That's hockey, that's life, and they can expect me to give my 100% every game.
When you started traveling around the other cities, you rock into Nottingham, and you said it there, it's a really good point. You're jet lagged, you're trying to figure it out, you're trying to learn new teammates, new systems, and how coaches operate. But now that you've got a little bit of EIHL experience under your belt, and you're looking around at the other 10 teams, are you excited? Because this has been a crazy offseason. Some of the signings across the league, I mean, guys that have played in the AHL, the NHL, guys from the DEL in Germany, so... This is a really big offseason. I feel like it's clued up for a really big season in all 10 cities. So does that get the juices flowing for you to train harder and be ready for the season?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. That's for sure. I've been looking at the signings every single day. And, we're going to have some good hockey this year. The league's going to be really, really good. And skilled, tough, gritty. There's not one game that's going to be boring, that's for sure. And like from top to bottom, like all 10 teams are like signed really good players. So every night's gonna be a battle, and I'm excited for that.
You mentioned earlier you're a team guy, and then you mentioned as well you smile and you bring the energy, and I think that's such an important part of hockey, because we're all, whether it's players, broadcasters, guys in the management, the physios, coaches, whoever works in professional hockey is really, I think it's a really a privilege, isn't it? You're lucky, because it's something that we all love growing up. We all love into adulthood. And I love the fact I can feel the positive energy off you. And I think that's really important in a dressing room. And it's really important in, say, the dog days of January or February, where the weather's poor and maybe you've lost 3 or 4 games in a row. But it's important to come to the rink and go, you know what, we're playing hockey for a living, or we're broadcasting hockey for a living, or we're coaching hockey for a living. And so when you walk into a dressing room or you walk into a workplace and see someone smiling and bringing that positive energy, it can give you a boost in your day. And is that something you learned when you were a kid? Is that something you learned from your brother? Like, is that just, or is that just the way you are in your family?
I think it's just the way I am with my family, but also me and my brother have been playing hockey forever. So I think it's just, I'm so grateful to be playing hockey for a living. And it's just, it makes me happy. I love hockey, so it just makes me happy to play and be able to play at this level. It just makes me happy, and I love to be at the rink. I love socializing, and it's just something I love to do. I love talking with my friends. I love, and then we play in hockey. So I'm just grateful for it.
It really is a wonderful attitude, because I think sometimes in life we get caught up with, oh, the road trip is long, or the referee did this, or maybe I didn't put that puck in the net when I had a chance. So sometimes you just got to smile and get on with it. And I think that's a really nice thing. And I've spoken to a couple of guys that play with you, and that totally, totally meshes with what guys and coaches say about you. So it's an important thing. And I know Corey Nielsen is excited to have you in the Glasgow Clan lineup. Were you excited to talk to Corey? And certainly you would have known his son Logan is in Nottingham. So was that like a big part of it too? Because he's a good coach, and you know, maybe he can help you in your game.
Yeah. So yeah, obviously, I was so excited to talk with Corey, knowing like their son. I played with Cade, came for a couple of practices last year too. Two unreal guys, really funny guys. So yeah, when Corey called me, I was really excited, and I think with all he's done in hockey and especially in this league, it's incredible. So it's just, I feel, in the way he was talking to me, I know I can learn so much and grow my game so much with him. So it's so exciting. I cannot wait to get started. So it's such a good coach, and I know like we'll just have a great year and learn so much. I mean, when you get a coach with all this past and what all he's done, it's just, It's a boost. You have confidence in your coach. That's a good thing.
Well, I can feel your positivity. I said it earlier, I can feel your good energy. So we met in Nottingham last year. You were running by. I asked you about pronunciations, welcomed you to the league. And now that I've talked to you here for an extended period, I'm really looking forward to meeting you in person. And I'm really glad that you're going to be in a purple jersey next year. So first off, Felix, thanks for taking the time to join us on Clan Chat. Second, make sure you take care of yourself for the next few days, and make sure you rock up in Scotland on those shores ready to go, because I think it's going to be a great year, and I think the fans are going to love having you as part of the Glasgow Clan.
Yeah, I'm really excited and really happy to be part of the Glasgow Clan. Thank you very much. Can't wait to meet you in person as well.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.